That's like, that's some heavy shit.
It's like,
it's like a wall.
If there's a tarantula in here, who knows what else is in here?
There's a Sicilian snake for sure.
Italian.
Hey, you Italians are all the same. Plastic eating two trees in the fucking internet, and I don't know who's used his guys is over there.
So I say to him, I says, I say
fucking
to
little
him,
assholes
says,
over here.
This is the last underground show in the garage.
Why?
Because I'm moving. We're moving to a studio.
Yay!
Oh, shawabas!
We're upgrading.
Dude.
It's going to be the shiznit.
It's just going to be sexual.
Donde está el Studio Teca?
Downtown.
Downtown, yo!
Inside this pit of fear, with darkness drawing near, in a moment of sheer brilliance, you follow. Too late to go, too hard to say, but if you do, I'll find a replacement.
Kind of cool. It's got it sounds kind of like Tom Vec vocally.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. A little Franz Ferdinand vibe.
What's the name of that?
The Blood Arm. I saw them at the Troubadour, and the dude is hanging like Eddie Vedder from the rafters. It was cool.
Eddie Bauer. Was the band you were telling me about.
Yeah. Well, Eddie Vedder from like Headbangers Ball era, not like I Have Kids and a Wife era.
Not Eddie Bauer.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Do you guys want to hear something I read recently that kind of bothered me?
What did you read recently?
Donde está?
I can't remember where. I think it was on Pitchfork's website. But Sony apparently was releasing some of their albums with...
Breathe a little heavier.
Yeah, sorry.
Have you been running? Yeah. You've been running around the
neighborhood. I got really excited that last song. Roman was trying to start a fire with a padlock.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. So Roman and Oliver. I'm sorry. It's Mitch. Roman. It's some... I forgot.
DJ Notes Underground. Yeah.
Forgot to say who it was.
It's Roman and
Oliver.
And Sharpus's. Sharpus Incorporated. So what'd you read?
I kind of knew this because I was seeing some CDs released by Sony that had this copy protection software on it where you couldn't you couldn't rip it, basically. You could put it in a normal CD player and it'd be fine. But this article came out just the other day.
A lot of those promo CDs are like
that. Is that like a watermark? It's like a watermark.
But the thing is apparently...
If you can't rip it, then you can't...
Yeah, but...
Then you just zip it. If you can't lip it, then you rip it in the paper.
Here's the thing. Is that it was installing a little spyware thingy-jiggy in people's computers. Macs are safe, but all the PCs were getting... And it's basically like, Sony could get your information.
Find out if you were stealing music.
If you were stealing music, who you were, everything. It was like this little portal it opened on your computer. And they just, there's a class action lawsuit against it. That was just filed.
Against Sony.
Yeah. And I was just like, damn. Like, and they're like, oh, we're really sorry for any inconvenience this might have caused. And apparently, you know, Trey Anastasia was one of the CDs that they had released with this thing on. I'm like, oh, yeah, like he really gives a shit if people are sharing his music.
Yeah.
A guy that encourages you to
bring
your...
Yeah, that wouldn't have been his idea.
Yeah, so I just think it's funny.
Yeah, but they were like, oh, I bet a lot of his fans do, rip, you know, pirate a lot of crap.
I mean, like, they don't make enough money that they need to know who's getting
free. I don't
know.
It's just funny that they already got rid of it, but there's like almost like 5 million...
Wow.
CDs out there with this on it, so...
Dave Matthews, I bet, has it too.
Yeah, there's a list somewhere if you go to the their site of like...
One sec, let me call Dave. Dave, hey, you got the CD?
Yeah.
Yeah, they know that you're downloading your own music.
Oh, are you kidding? Are you kidding? Wait, I didn't sign up for that.
Dave, you're... Yes, you did.
It's like a little boy's dream.
Hey, Dave, why don't you go visit Michael in jail and just stay with him, because you're not that brilliant, okay? And we know that you're downloading music for free, and it's Dave Matthews Band. We don't like you.
He steals his own music, is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that no one else is going to except for him.
He wants to increase his sound.
He's like
numbers.
The only mainstream artist stealing his own music.
He's like, did you know that 800 downloads are free of my music? They were all, I don't know who they were.
It's like, so I put them up there. I mean, someone put them up there.
It's so sick, you guys. You can download my music for free, but I steal it all first.
I mean, I don't know. Why do Sony had a development team like come in and say, hey, we need to find out who's stealing the music. And
I don't
we need
know.
To
it's
put it
so,
on the CD.
It's just creepy. It's like, if people are buying the music and then you're screwing them for buying the music, it's like, what's next? You know, like, I don't know. It just really bugged me. I was like, damn, you know.
Scrambling. The big guys are scrambling. Outside the room, they saw the game. I saw the apparition that came up in Mr. Lady. They tried to stop me, I was my stutter. They wouldn't even let me know if I was there. Outside the room, yeah, it's been so late. Why did the apparition at the open gate try to secure me? I checked in fear.
It's spooky. could be wrong. It's just my song. I couldn't wait for us to see what went wrong. Down by the sea, a body with me. The body was wrecked for breaking for me. I could be wrong. It's just my song. I couldn't wait for us to see what went wrong. Down by the sea, a body with me. The body was wrecked for breaking for me.
I dig it like a shovel.
There were so many times throughout that song where I questioned which realm I might be in.
Speaking of realms.
Speaking of realms,
let me say who it was before you guys
do it.
Carried away.
Que pasa?
That was Computadora. Computadora with a K. This is just a few days ago. I was at the podcast convention. And
must have been a lot of hot babes.
It's so funny because it was right next to the porta potty convention.
Definitely hot.
So
babes.
It was there was a portable media
hot
conference.
Babes have to shit too.
There was a portable media conference, and then there was the portable sanitation conference, and they were right next door to each other.
Where exactly was this?
What I want to know were there two conventions? Where's the iPod porta potty?
The iPod-y.
Yeah.
Well, Computadora with a K.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they were these guys were the Vox Monitor. They review podcasts, and they were hanging out with my friend Seth from the Worst Music You Ever Heard podcast.
Why me?
But
I know a kid that used to write.
I didn't get to see him, but I'm so Corey and Eric, I'm sorry I missed you. But thanks for letting me play one of your songs. Because on their website they've got a link to a bunch of PodSafe music. That was one of the tracks. Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, dig it.
That's cool. So their band website has PodSafe links on it. Is that?
Well, they're not it's just a couple creative guys that live in the area and review podcasts and play music. And
that's awesome.
They're aliens, and they don't care.
From another realm, clearly.
Yeah.
That made me think of a quote that I really like to say.
Yeah, well, go for it.
We're just floating on a rock in space.
Yeah, that's true.
What are some quotes that you guys dig? One of my buddies told me one that said, "It only takes 5 minutes." And I said, "What's that mean, my fellow Mormon?" And he said that in 5 minutes, if you communicate with a person for 5 minutes in one day, that you may change their whole life.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well,
pretty deep. Like a fucking.
I like a Woody Allen quote I heard once called 90% of life is showing up.
I dig.
And it.
Considering no one ever comes to any meetings.
It kind of rings true. Yeah. They have a meeting about having a meeting. Yeah.
Right. About meeting.
I don't know.
We should have a meeting about a meeting.
What about you, Mitch? You like any amazing quotes?
Wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah. I've heard that one too.
Definitely
I like that one.
You're there. Yeah. I dig that also.
It's short and sweet.
It's very hippie. It's a hippie vibe. And it's a very organic feeling.
Well, I have a beard.
Live and let live.
As you should.
You know?
I have a beard, too. On my ass.
Quick, something!
A chocolate beard.
Quick, cover it up. Audio burlap. I'm just kidding. I love everything you say.
Cut. Splice. Oh, cut the love blows.
Hey, is that Lee? That's such perfect timing.
Yellow Lee.
Quit your jibble jabble.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. What's happening?
Doing pretty good. I got a Roman. I don't know if you met Roman and What's Oliver up, Lee? Are in here.
What's happening?
Yo, man.
Nothing but the crackling and the rapping.
How's Powhatan?
Oh, wow. It is so fantastic here in Powhatan. You should all move here.
Where is that, Tennessee?
It's in Virginia.
Oh, wow. I love Virginia.
It's not quite as rednecky as Tennessee. I lived there for like 8 years.
I did also, and it was rednecky. You are correct. Definitely red.
Red state.
Hey, we missed you at the podcast conference there. That was a hoot.
Did you go?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw. I hung out with Seth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and the guys from the Fake Science Lab Report.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Ed, who else was there? The really pop Don and Drew.
Yeah.
I didn't really get more. I didn't get closer than about 6 or 7 feet from her, from either one of them.
How did they?
I wanted to have a conversation, but it was really tough to break in.
Who's Don?
Well, they're superstars.
Yeah, they are. They're podcast celebrities.
What do they do?
Inform us.
They had.
Do they consume less?
They had sex on the show.
Whoa, those motherfuckers.
Majafajas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did it sound like this?
Probably.
Well, then that means he has a small pecorini.
Small pepperoncini.
Or her lips were clapping. One of the two.
Oh,
jeez. Okay. I meant her mouth. God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. God, God damn it. Oh. I'm a gay pirate.
We're slapping on the explicit label on this one for sure. So, yeah, we got a little bit bored of it. And so we decided to check out the local Ontario Bowling Alley. That was pretty fun.
Did you guys have the bubbles on the lanes?
Where no.
You're guaranteed to knock down a pin?
Bumpers.
No, but they had the black lights on.
I call them bubbles.
It was trippy.
Thought bubbles.
Well, how far is that from you, where you live?
It's about an hour.
See, it's like about 3,000 miles from me.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Make it happen, man. Do you love this or not?
I couldn't get back home for work.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, man.
Are you a podcaster or not, Lee?
Yeah, I am a podcaster.
It was right next to the Portable Media Expo was right next door to the Portable Sanitation Expo.
I can't believe there's an expo for that.
I just noticed how beautiful your voice is, Mitch.
Thank you.
It is like a gorgeous, like 6'7" blonde haired, just it's delicious, long legged, suck on your toes girl. Jesus. That is very interesting. I never noticed that. Well, back to the subject at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'm going to let him understand.
So, Lee, you got some news for us? Dork Report. The Dork Report.
All right. I guess you probably have already heard the Sony BMG has recalled all their copy-protected CDs.
Been there, done that. Just kidding.
Oliver was just talking about that.
We don't like Sony anymore here. Ed and M. Shaw, if you have it.
But that's really good news.
Do you know what other bands besides Trey Anastasio had their music protected in such a way?
I have a list in my car.
Celine
Anastasio
Dion,
is mythological.
Sarah McLachlan. And one of them actually that got me was George Jones. I bought this reissued George Jones CD and I couldn't rip it to MP3.
But did you know what Oliver was saying, that there was actually spyware on it?
Yep. And I have a sneaking suspicion. I had a hard drive fail that all my MP3s were on last week. And I have a sneaking suspicion it's because of that. But I don't know. It could either be that or that new version of iTunes that was screwing up everybody's directories.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
I heard one of their PR moves was to go to their site and have a, quote, debugging thing that you can download that'll fix it or something. I don't know. It probably doesn't even work.
Looks like this isn't music.
Was that the
music,
angels that... in heaven laughing?
No.
See, I can't hear the sound effects either, but that's okay.
That's what I'm trying to get working for you. So I'll have to work on that again later.
That's okay. It looks like that Patrick Fitzgerald is still asking people questions about the CIA leak thing. I thought that was interesting. Hmm. The White Stripes have a new EP coming out. The John Lennon catalog to make its digital debut on, it doesn't say which service it's going to be on, but it'll be on one of them. The Guided by Voices dude has two solo albums coming out.
What's that guy's name?
Robert Pollard.
Oh.
Guided by Voices, Robert Pollard.
Limp Bizkit has a greatest hits. It's actually I Did It for the Nookie 14 times. And then they have a DVD also, which shows the video 13 times.
When I work in record stores, we get greatest hits out sometimes, and we would make that joke. Is it a single?
No, absolutely. It's worse.
Elvis Costello is going to do an album with Alan Toussaint. Ryan Adams' third album of the year will be coming out in a couple of weeks. On December 20th.
Tri-anthology.
And do you want to hear who's going to be playing at the K-Rock Acoustic Christmas?
Tell me. Lee the Dark.
No.
Oh.
You got your Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails, Coldplay, White Stripes, System of a Down, and Korn.
Baby. Korn it is.
Korn.
Oh, wait. I'm glad we brought up Korn because...
Hey, K-Rock, you're doing a local LA news here for us.
I was just letting you know.
One of the Korn members has turned to Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. I did. I heard about that, too.
I've been praying for him. It's about time that boy found Jesus.
No, absolutely. And I'm sure he's... You know what? I read some articles about that, and they were saying that he was saying that, like the band was a bunch of backstabbers, and then they got all greedy once they got
fame. They probably were. The guy's probably pretty sane, actually.
And it's sad because all of a sudden, since I'm getting older, like the bands and music that I used to love is slowly getting ruined for me.
It happens to everything.
Bands don't know when to leave.
Trust me, all the bands I loved when I was in high school and stuff all ended up being embarrassments.
You know? And I'm like,
I was a huge Prince fan, so, you know.
I mean, Prince still does it for me, and he was kind of reincarnated through Jamiroquai to me.
Prince will never die.
Jamiroquai.
He certainly jumped the shark there for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. He definitely
changed
got
his
a little
name and all that
fagotti.
Crap.
But hey, what are you going to
do? There's a new Madonna album, a new Bruce Springsteen thingamajig, a new Bonnie Prince Billy, a new Dire Straits greatest hits.
Bonnie Prince Billy's got a new one. I like that.
Keen is dropping a DVD.
Yep.
Keen.
Howling Hex. The Roots.
Oh, yes.
The Roots, actually, Volume 1 and 2 is absolutely...
Yeah, I checked that out. It's
amazing. Dice Raw, what happened to him? Malik B, where are they at? Somebody call them. Yo, Dice Raw, where you at? Call me, son. On the cell. Get you back in the studio. Yeah, yeah. Underground Brooklyn. 1-2 Brooklyn. I mean, that guy's amazing. He got freestyles on there for days, kid. He like crack for it was a rock. You know, he like powder form crack, you know. He like sniff it up and listen to it, you know. That guy's amazing. The Roots is a dime. Please go buy that today.
And the MySpace thing album came out.
Oh yeah, we'll see how that we'll see how that does. Apparently, all those albums are already available. All those artists have actually no. There's a couple, but what's coming up next is actually supposed to be pretty good. Hollywood Undead. They're like the first band. They're like the first MySpace.
What do you mean you don't have the new Mary J. Blige?
Who's on the first AFI? Signing, bitch? AFI, New Year's Day, Socratic, Click 5, Say Anything, Fall Out Boy, Death Row Confessional, Walking Ashland, Weezer, Hollywood Undead, Against Me, Tila Tequila, All American Reject, Summer Obsession, Plain White Tees, Copeland, and Jupiter Sunrise.
Can I have it like that?
You got it like that.
See, he knows that, even in Virginia. Pharrell sucks.
hey, wait a minute. Pharrell's a Virginia guy.
No, I know. He is a Virginia guy. He's a little
There's some contention in the ranks here, Roman.
No, I like
you need to show some respect.
You know what? I liked him. I liked him until he thought that he was a multi-platinum selling artist and forgot that he was a producer.
I hear his partner does all the work.
No, you know what? They're mutual. But
his partner.
We are dilly-dallying. We need to get to some music before everyone drops the show completely.
Play some tunes, man! Stop talking!
All right. Thanks for calling in, Lee.
Don't you but jabba.
All right.
Exactly.
Peace out, Lee.
See ya.
Later, Gator.
repetitive, but I like it. I think when you're driving in your car, it's okay. I think when you're sitting in a room with three dudes looking at each other going, what does this sound like?
Yeah, but there's going to be people driving their cars listening to this.
No, I dig it. Like, on the way home, I listen to this because I'm getting stoned and I'm
well, thinking. I just think there is definitely a time and a place for everything. You know, I remember when I was a kid.
Just not on your show.
No, that's not true. I just think that, like when we're recording, we have a vibe going on in this room, and there's a kind of only certain music that does and doesn't work.
Right.
But I usually just try and power through, and then, like, when I listen to it later and I'm driving to work, I think all music sounds good when you're driving. You know what I mean? Because you kind of have to be in your car, so you kind of have to be listening to something. And not all music sounds good, but I mean, music just sounds better in
the
your
soundtrack
car.
Of our lives.
So basically, what you're saying is that I have a huge nose.
Wow.
You guys ever do that though, where you're watching like a person across the crosswalk, and the song that you're listening to just totally works?
Yeah.
No, I mean it's like a music
like
video,
like the iPod commercial.
Or a VW ad where everything's in sync. Yeah. I love that. That happens to me more than
I just saw a Honda one where I think it was MIA, that new artist from that thing. She was a refugee, but she's like 14, acting like she took down the whole Brazilian government.
Is it two chicks or is it one?
It's one.
It's just one.
Glang, 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 glang.
I'm an idiot.
She's got four lyrics in her whole album.
Her boyfriend's the DJ.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Did he escape rebellious?
I don't know if it's her boyfriend or her husband, bro.
Or her dad. Who knows nowadays?
You got a lot of anger inside.
I'm so mad.
Roman's never actually mad. Except that one time when they tried to steal your graphics for free.
Yeah.
You got mad, man.
I got pretty upset, man. I don't like that Ishnana.
Ishnana Kaka Fifi.
Not around these
Chewbacca.
Parts.
Who's the they tried to steal his graphics?
Well, we were just talking about earlier. Oh, we won't mention names, but there was a particular organization that
actually Wu-Tang,
the two extremes.
Wu-Tang never.
Well, okay then.
Wu-Tang never stole anything from me. They gave me life. They put me on the block and taught me how to sell crack proficiently.
Did they teach you how to make it in a mayonnaise jar?
Well, I taught myself that with my buddy.
You're so talented.
The Sicilian donkey.
Le sausage. Italian sausage.
Hey, my sausage, I talk to it about 2-3 times a day. I seen you over the internet over there.
When I got hurt, they had to put me in an ambulance.
You guys keep breaking my balls over here. Jesus Christ almighty, son of a bitches, you bastards. I go over here, I come over here 2-3 times a week, and all you say is A's, this, that, and bastards. Sons of bitches, you. I don't know what to say over here. I'm Italian bastard. It's hairy balls. Fucking shit, my ass is on my fucking face.
I think it's time for $4 Pabst.
All that I could take, sometimes just a mistake, and I pretty much watched it end like it began, with a drink and a few words we almost wish were over, about why it seems no one would understand the terrors of our youth, the hopes we overused, and why it cost $4 for a Pabst Blue Ribbon can. So we said our seasons, I kissed her twice, she didn't move, we both kind of knew I'd never kiss her twice. I hope she laughs, I hope she cries, when her husband of 50 years dies, and her favorite starlet plays the lead in Spielberg's adaptation of her life. They'll cut my scenes, but I won't mind, never fit the storyline.
Okay, so basically he got ripped off on a beer and raped a girl, and then somebody died.
Who pays $4 for a fucking Pabst anywhere?
And then kisses a girl twice.
You don't know the whole situation, though. You never know.
That's why he was so depressed.
I almost respect him. It's all relative. Respect him.
But that's the point of the song. That's tragic.
It's tragedy. We got comedy. We got tragedy. Everything on this show.
I wouldn't put myself in that position where I had to pay $4 and then rape a girl and die at 50. I just wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I'd say I don't choose that.
Okay, but something else would happen and you'd have a weird song.
But maybe
the guy that would write.
You know, I think maybe you don't know enough about the situation.
I had a frog that died. It only had one eye. And then my friend said, hey, she's a lesbian.
Hey, I got to thank Becky Carr for sending that in. She represents a website called YARRPR.com and a bunch of the other musicians there have some music up for free, and I picked this one out. I liked it. I thought it was very cool.
Hot-ish. I actually dug it because I hate life right now, and that guy was my best friend in that song. He kind of felt I was coming from. Don't laugh at me. Sign him. Who was that? Who was that on the radio? Call him up. Sign him. Sign him now. Get a major distribution behind him. Sign him.
You are caught up, dude. Universal has just turned you into a monster.
You love major labels.
Of the worst kind.
You're a major label lover.
See this cut right here? This was from when I was just in Arizona.
You cut me, Mick.
Yeah, with Desert Pirates.
Hey!
And the Desert Pirates had me in the middle of nowhere. With coyotes chasing me around trains, I cut my whole leg on barbed wire.
Dude, I think that really fucking sucked. What the hell is a desert pirate? And B, I have some information to disseminate about pirates whenever you're done telling me about desert pirates.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I went to Arizona to do some graffiti for some skate shops and some auto body shops.
You just sounded like Mr. Furley right there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did some graffiti.
Well, that's because I had to. And I went down there and I met these graffiti artists who, and Arizona is totally different. Like, they really have, like, what's called the emo culture. It really happens down there. Like, yeah. we think, like, we have it, but they really have it. Because I met these graffiti artists that were bad. And they were, like, kind of, like, scary, too, like, gangsters. But they had, like, wicked long hair that
emo
was all
gangsters?
Dirty. Yeah, it was weird.
Wow, that's a sight.
Yeah, emo, they had, white,
like,
trash gangsters.
Long, dirty hair with, like, super tight pants. Like, dude, like,
tight pants are back.
Their kids were suffocating in their sacks.
If I can't tell what religion someone is through their pants, I'm not satisfied.
No, and they had me, and they're like, hey, we'll go out and paint. So I'm like, cool, you know? I'm thinking, hey, it's Arizona. I'm in Phoenix. They take me, like, 20 miles out of the city into Mesa, okay? In the middle of nowhere, and there's like four trains. In the middle of nowhere, you can't see anything except for mountains, and luckily there was a full moon, and that's why the werewolf was out.
It lit the way.
Yeah, the werewolf. So then I got scared shitless because I'm down on this track yard by myself, and it gets kind of scary when trains start to talk to you, because trains talk. Hey, they go,
argh. I thought that was just ghost in trains. Stephen King novels.
No, trains really talk. I started to run. I got scared. I was like, I want to go back to Cali. I want to go back to Hollywood. So I started running, and there was barbed wire, and it cut me. And I told the Desert Pirates, I was like, if you ever...
Yeah, what the hell is a desert? All this and what the hell is a desert pirate?
Explain what a desert pirate is.
A desert pirate is a graffiti artist from Arizona. That's a desert pirate.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so, on the news last night, I heard that there's a resurgence in pirate activity on our global oceans.
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah, they're taking over again.
They're fucking shooting up, like, cruise liners and freighter ships.
Like, cargo vessels? I mean, like, they're robbing people. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, really. No,
like,
really,
is it, like, boarding, like, fucking...
Where? I mean, is it all over?
Worldwide.
Globally rampant.
On every ocean.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait. But I'm...
Pirates are back, dude.
Dude.
What?
Johnny Depp, eat your heart out. Yeah. You got a whole new series ahead of you. I can't believe that. That's a, I mean, as shitty as that is, that's kind of awesome.
I mean, I'd like to be on the pirate side. And I'd like to see the guys' faces on the boat that I'm pirating. They're like, is that a real pirate?
They have like really high-tech boats, but they still have the black and white crossbone flag with like some holes in it. Yeah. They're still stuffing their cannons full of forks and knives. Oh, that's amazing news.
Yeah. I know. Watch out. Don't go on a cruise liner,
dude,
because
imagine,
a pirate might commandeer your ship and try and take your jewelry.
Imagine if the ocean pirates like collaborated with the desert pirates. Oh my God, dude, there'd be a pirate revolution.
Swashbuckling paint.
You know, like, might as well forget about the internet or any of this stuff. You know?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just had a flash of like, my mom, and she's like, the pirate's like, I'll cut your mom's face, amazing. And I'm like, no, mom, don't let him cut your throat. And he's like, it's the desert pirates and the ocean pirates forever. And I'm like, no, you know, let my family go. You know, they're amazing to you. We're not pirate haters.
And then there's all these people laughing because there's a pirate.
Oh, I'm gonna be a pirate next Halloween, in reminiscence of the desert pirates of Arizona.
Do you think pirates know how to beatbox?
I don't know. Let's see. Give me your boat, matey. Oh, that was an Irish pirate. Wow,
an irate
a pirate.
Irate.
A pirish.
Oh,
a pirish.
Larry was dead, but O'Reilly don't know it. O'Reilly was dead, but O'Larry don't know it. O'Larry was dead, but O'Reilly don't know it. So neither one knew that the other was dead.
Wow. That was like the trigger. I mean, that was cocked and ready to fire.
Wow. That was definitely on deck.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I could go for some Irish strudel right now.